Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of 2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience the way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day, longing to see you, even as I recall your tears, so that I may be filled with joy. For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline.
One of the greatest desires of any Christian is that their loved ones come to faith in the Savior. Although those of us who are believers can't believe for anyone else, there are steps we can take to impact their lives for Christ. Tell them about Jesus. People may be drawn to Christ by our example, but to be saved, they must hear and understand the gospel. Share basic principles from the Bible. Pass along the spiritual lessons you've learned about God. For example, share with others that the Heavenly Father provides for His children's needs, guides with His Word, and enables those in Christ to live righteously and obediently. And model trust in God with your lifestyle. If you are characterized by peace, joy, and contentment in the midst of hardship or suffering, your example will speak volumes to those around you. Words and actions demonstrate that your faith is genuine and that Christ truly can transform lives. My grandfather profoundly influenced me, says Dr. Stanley. I remember thinking that if God could love and care for him, he could probably take care of me too. Don't you want your character to leave others with that same confidence in the Lord?